Sometimes, God gives us opportunities that only come once. If our courage fails, we will never receive a second chance. This is why obedience is so important, even if we're afraid or reluctant. When we live in daily obedience to God, we'll never miss the opportunities He has for us, and He will supply whatever we need to accomplish what He's called us to do.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, dear one. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today we begin a new series, which should last for, 3 weeks or so. And the series is entitled, Are You a Courageous Christian? Are you? Let's talk. You know, oftentimes people work very, very hard to achieve some particular goal. And yet, at the edge of seeing their dream come true, they miss it. One of the reasons is because they don't have the courage to grasp and take hold of what God has provided. They may have even prayed and hoped that God would answer, but when He does, their courage just kind of crumbles. Courage is the quality of mind or spirit enabling one to meet danger or face opposition or the challenges of life with fearlessness, a sense of calm and firmness. We're going to look at the story in Numbers, chapters 13 and 14, because it's very illustrative of what happens when we lose our courage and fail to follow through in full obedience to our Lord. After God had miraculously rescued the children of Israel from Egyptian slavery, He parted the Red Sea for their escape. He led them through the wilderness to Mount Sinai. He gave them His law that was to govern their nation and their worship. And from there, He led them across the desert until they arrived at the edge of the land He'd promised to give them. So at this point, the Lord told Moses to select 12 leaders, one from each of the tribes, to spy out the land and return with a report. This is in Numbers 13, verses 1 and 2. So the spies came back with a sample of the fruit from the land. Some figs, pomegranates, and a single cluster of grapes that was so humongous that it was carried on a pole between two men. Now, this land was certainly fruitful, fertile, productive. However, the cities were large and strongly fortified, and the people of Israel were fearful of this, because those people in that land were extremely strong. And the spies even reported seeing giants there. Because God had promised to give Israel the land, Caleb said, "You know, we should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it." But 10 of those 12 spies discouraged the people by giving a bad report. So instead of remembering God's promise and power, these spies focused on the situation and raised the following objections. They said, "Oh, wow, we are not able to go up against those people, for they're too strong for us." They also said that land there, it devours its inhabitants. And they also said the spies, the 10 of the 12 spies said, well, oh my Lord, we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. As a result of their negative report, all of the people wept, and they grumbled, and accused the Lord of bringing them to this land to fall by the sword. And they wanted to stone Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb, and appoint another leader to take them back to Egypt. Oh, how quickly they forgot their previous slavery and God's supernatural work on their behalf. The Israelites came to the wrong conclusion for several reasons. First of all, they forgot God's promise. Although the Lord had promised to give them the land, the people let the negative reports overshadow and diminish what God had said. They focused on their resources rather than the Lord's. I mean, looking at their own abilities, they saw no way to defeat the people of that land. But God has the power to do whatever is required to fulfill His promises, whether we understand His ways or not. Also, the Israelites chose to listen to doubters rather than believers. When the people rejected the counsel of the two men who believed God would empower them to defeat their enemies, but instead listened to the spies who doubted God, then the people made a disastrous decision. And that's why we should be very careful about taking advice from those who don't believe in the Lord's power and promises in Scripture. Those people left God out of their decision process. Even though Joshua and Caleb encouraged the children of Israel to believe that the Lord could bring them into the land, the people didn't even consider Him in their reasoning. And hear me, dear one, we are often guilty of the very same thing. Instead of seeking God's will in the matter, we rely on information, opinions, and our own faulty reasoning. Like the Israelites, we have the promise of His presence, power, and provision to enable us to accomplish whatever He calls us to do, if we will only trust and obey Him. Hallelujah. But no, the children of Israel allowed negative and unbelieving reports to overshadow God's promises. After hearing about all the obstacles that awaited them in the promised land, they didn't remember all that God had done for them in the past. After being supernaturally rescued from Egypt and given divine provision in the wilderness, they had no legitimate reason for doubting the Lord that He could bring them into the land. But they listened to men, not the Lord. They forgot God's previous promises and work in their lives. Instead of realizing that the Lord had brought them this far and would take them into the land, they wanted a new leader to take them back to Egyptian slavery. Oh my! They refused to believe the Lord's promise and trust Him to overcome their enemies. And again, dear one, any time we leave God out of the equation, we're going to make foolish choices as well. And so what were the consequences? Everything the Israelites longed for was across that border. But because they would not obey the Lord, His judgment fell upon them. He declared that they would wander in the wilderness for 40 long years until all the men who were 20 years and older when they left Egypt, had died. And when they heard this, they changed their minds and went out to take possession of Canaan. But because the Lord wasn't with them, they were soundly defeated. Listen to me, dear one. Sometimes God gives us opportunities that only come once. If our courage fails, we will never receive a second chance. This is why obedience is so important, even if we're afraid or reluctant. When we live in daily obedience to God, we'll never miss the opportunities He has for us, and He will supply whatever we need to accomplish what He's called us to do. There is a key to obedience, dear one. Meditation on God's Word keeps us in line with His will. This includes reading, studying the Scriptures each day, talking to God in prayer, and bringing Him every issue that concerns us. The promises we need to strengthen our obedience are found in His holy word, the Bible. And Scripture has the power to change our minds and attitudes from fear and uncertainty to confident courage and mountain-moving faith. It also reminds us that we are never alone if Jesus is our Savior and Lord. His Spirit lives within us, giving us guidance to know what to do and the power to accomplish it. When we trust the Lord and believe His promises, we have nothing to fear as we courageously move forward in obedience to His voice. Hallelujah. As we close this little podcast today, let me ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? If you do, praise God. I thank you for listening. I'm glad you're listening. If you've not made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, I'm glad you're listening as well. But what's holding you back from inviting Jesus into your heart and life? And I plead with you, dear one, if you don't know the Lord, please, please, don't waste another moment of your life on foolish things and on sin. But come to Jesus. Come to Him now. You can know for sure that heaven will be your eternal destiny and home. You can be certain of that fact today, right now. If you'll open your heart and open your mouth and pray this prayer with everything that's within you. Repeat this after me. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, that's right, pray. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the foolish, sinful things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He is alive. At this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. Precious Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In your wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. If you've prayed that prayer with me, the angels of heaven are rejoicing over you right now, dear one. Welcome to the family of God. And it's important that you tell people about this decision that you've made for Christ. Tell people. Many will applaud you. They'll weep with you. They'll love on you. There will be some that'll mock you and ridicule you. That's okay. You are now a child of God. And it's so important that you tell other people. And it's equally important that you find a great local church in your area. Ask God to help you. He'll show you where to go. Find a great local church where the gospel is preached, where the Bible is taught faithfully, and where the people love God and love each other. And then contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on that contact tab and say, Tony, I've prayed that prayer with you, and my life will never be the same. Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. My friend, if you'll do that, I will reply with a word of encouragement. And what's more, I will also send you a free resource, postage paid, to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Thank you for listening today, and I thank you all. And hang on for this series, because it's going to be a good one, on Are You a Courageous Christian? Thanks again. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May God always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships, and may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluices. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.